Hello everyone, this is Jeff, and I hope you're all well. I'm praying that you're well. I've been reading through the Psalms lately, and earlier this week I was especially encouraged and stirred by Psalm 60, and I thought we could reflect on it for a minute. Psalm 60 is one of those Psalms that commentators disagree about in terms of who wrote it or what the circumstances were of its writing, and it's not critical for us to know those things in order to understand what it speaks to us today or what the message that God has for us is. But it does seem from the title like it was probably written by David, possibly during the time of 2 Samuel 8, when Israel was at war with the nations around her. In any case, what we know for certain from the psalm itself is that it was written in a very troubled and unsettling time for God's people, and we see that clearly in the first three verses. So let me read those first three verses. Again, this is Psalm 60, verses 1 through 3. May God bless the reading of His Word. O God, You have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry. O restore us. You have made the land to quake. You have torn it open. Repair its breaches, for it totters. You have made Your people see hard things. You have given us wine to drink that makes us stagger. So clearly this is an alarming time. But something happens in verses 4 and 5, and this is really what I want to focus on. So reading on in Psalm 60, beginning in verse 4, You have set up a banner for those who fear You, that they may flee to it from the bow, that Your beloved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by Your right hand and answer us. So picture this scene. There's trouble and devastation everywhere, and yet a banner is raised, and it brings hope, and the people rally to it. I'm actually reminded here of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. You know, Francis Scott Key was an attorney in Baltimore, and during the War of 1812, he watched as the British Navy just pummeled and torched a fort in the city of Baltimore and watched the U.S. soldiers being shelled from the British Navy. But the next morning, amidst all of the smoke and devastation, he saw an American flag, and he was inspired to write the Star-Spangled Banner. Back here in Psalm 60, we see that the people who fear God could flee to that banner and be delivered. As the body of Christ today, of course, we're not a nation like Israel that we have a symbolic flag or emblem, but we have Jesus Himself, who was raised up for us on a cross and killed, but then rose again and defeated sin and death. And so when we're in troubled times, our response must be to look up and see our Savior and run to Him. In fact, Isaiah, when he looked into the future and saw Jesus, used this very imagery to portray the Lord gathering His people from among the world. Listen to Isaiah 11:10. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Notice that word signal. Again, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples. That word signal in my English Standard Version is, in the King James Version, signet, which is a flag or a banner or a standard, typically that an army would carry into battle. So especially in troubled times, we must run to Jesus. We do that by feasting on His Word, meeting with Him in prayer, and as soon as we can, gathering as the body of Christ. Jesus is our banner, and He shields us, and He will deliver us. It's really encouraging to me that moving on in Psalm 60, God seems to promise that He will gather His people under the covering of Christ and defeat their enemies. Looking at Psalm 60, verses 6, it says, God has spoken in His holiness. With exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the Vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. All of those lands that were just named are areas that God had promised to Israel, to his people. But in verse 8 he says, Moab is my washbasin, upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Those nations were the enemies of Israel, and God promises to triumph over them. Finally, I love how Psalm 60 ends, and let me finish with verses 11 and 12. Oh, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is He who will tread down our foes. Beloved, we are in a very strange time. None of us have seen anything like this before. My prayer is that we won't despair, but that we will look up and see Jesus, our banner, our shield of salvation, and that together we'll run to Him. I long for the time that we'll gather together again as a church. Until then, let's keep praying for each other and encouraging each other. Thank you for listening, and God bless.